This is Small Baby Christian Radio with our weekly news report. Many topics were discussed during the regular Mulberry City Commission meeting on Tuesday evening. Mayor George Hatch called the meeting to order at 6 p.m. A number of interested citizens and city department heads and staff attended. Reports were given on the many activities that the city provides that returns taxes from local quality of life. Mulberry Public Library Director Laura Holton gave a rundown of the many services, programs, library clubs, and more offered to the public. She told of many summer programs that were available to people of all ages. There are book clubs for people of different interests. She noted the many benefits people get with a library card, such as access to e-books, research, streaming, and etc. Charles Young also gave a report of many items offered to the public, including the current exhibit in the Mulberry Cultural Center located next door to City Hall. The walls of the Cultural Center were painted. Some Mulberry High School art students helped get the exhibit ready by painting. Coming events at the Gem Theater in downtown Mulberry were noted as well. The Studio 37, operated by the city, also cooperates in different programs offered to the public. Julie Taylor, President of Concerned Citizens of Mulberry Area, congratulated City Manager Rick Johnson and his team for their hard work. She mentioned some of the improvements we have seen in Mulberry and also thanked department heads. She noted with the return of school classes that student safety is a major concern. She said there are still people going too fast in school crossing zones. She noted the Mulberry Boys and Girls Club that opened in its new building. President Taylor said the SOY, S-O-Y, Save Our Youth program will resume for its second year. The program has many aspects and includes after-school tutoring without cost, thanks to those who donate their time and experience. She noted a resident who has a birthday coming up at the age of 103. And this is the hurricane season, and she asked people to be aware and be as prepared as they may be. It was noted by Commissioner Rose Eisman that the American Legion family was happy to make some donations to the Boys Girls Club in their new building. She was on a tour of the facility and said it is impressive and it will keep the children busy with productive things. Commissioner Kathy Bassotti noted the public hearings that will be held in the Youth Agricultural Center along Highway 17 South. Mosaic Company, the area phosphate/ag chemical producer, has requested from the Florida Department of Environmental Protection the right to pump a large quantity of water underground using injecting wells. Some environmentalists are concerned, but as may be expected, Mosaic officials downplay the concept. The locations are at the New Wales Mosaic Chemical Facility, around 8.9 miles southwest of the city of Mulberry. City Manager Rick Johnson has noted that the sprawling plant has a Mulberry Post Office address, and thus it is mentioned by the public as in Mulberry. It is not in Mulberry. It has even had outside media ask him about how it might impact Mulberry. The other injection well is located at a Mosaic family near Bartow. The manager noted meetings he has had with different people recently on a range of topics. This included proposed utility service agreements with coming developments such as the proposed 240 apartments near the Mulberry Wendy's restaurant and Lake Osprey housing unit proposed behind Mulberry Walmart. He mentioned the likely upgrading of security cameras at some city facilities. The current systems are 8 or 9 years old and need replacement. He mentioned a major pipeline project to be soon advertised for bids. Mayor Hatch encouraged city representatives to attend the annual Great American Teach Out that will be coming soon. Outside community representatives from various walks of life are encouraged to go to the school during the day to meet with classes and encourage reading and learning and to tell a bit about what they do in their work. The mayor couldn't resist the temptation to congratulate Florida football teams on their recent winning streak. The mayor congratulated Julie Taylor on a recent day in which she was recognized and honored for her contributions to the Mulberry area and its people. She has been active in SOY, the after-school program for students. The mayor got a few preview tour of the Boys and Girls Club's new Mulberry building, and he was impressed. The mayor, who spent most of his educational career at Mulberry High School as teacher, assistant principal, and principal, noted the county school officer's proposed redistricting of some high school boundaries due to growth in the area in the county. The mayor asked the proposal for Mulberry High School contains minor changes, but interested people should take note. Commissioner Bassardi asked if there is a way to improve the sound systems in the commission chambers. She noted she has been asked about this and is concerned social media coverage of the meetings and even in the commission room. She was told this will be improved when the new Mulberry City Hall is built, and she was also told this will be looked into now to see what can be done. Mayor Hatch announced that the Reverend Tommy Farmer has passed away. He lived in Mulberry in his youth and became a pastor serving different churches in Florida. A new concrete plant will be built in Mulberry. The city has been looking at utility requirements for the plant. And the minimum legal age for drinking alcoholic beverages in Florida is age 21. To see that this law is enforced in Polk County, the Sheriff's Office continuously runs Operation Pop Top to audit places that sell alcoholic beverages, including convenience stores and food stores. Recently, the agency arrested two Circle K store clerks in two different Circle K locations in North Lakeland. Cited were Estefani Ferreira Martinez, 32, of the Circle K store at 3025 Kathleen Road in Lakeland, and Julian Aquiniaco, 42, of the Circle K store at 8324 U.S. Highway 98 North. Used for the investigation was an 18-year-old student who is a cadet in the Sheriff's Explore program. Sheriff Judd stated that while some might think that only two instances is a good sign, he said his office expects 100% compliance and will continue such operations. A Lakeland woman with a history of arrest in Polk County was arrested again in Mulberry's Walmart on North Church Avenue. Arrested was Kimberly Poe, 38, of Lakeland, who is alleged to have tried to steal a total of $561.18 in various merchandise from the store. Among the items Poe is alleged to have tried to steal are strip steak, oxtail, various lotions, and clothing. It is claimed that she tried to leave the store with $527.12 worth of merchandise, but after a body search, the additional items brought the grand total to $561.18. When she was first asked her name by a deputy, she said her name was Stephanie. Further investigations showed that not to be true. She was arrested and taken to the Polk County Jail for booking on charges of retail theft and providing false identification to a law enforcement officer. She had a theft conviction in 2018. County Sheriff Grady Judd has said many times that shoplifting is taken very seriously by his office. Stores have one means to pay for stolen goods, the public that pays store costs and overhead. And likely electric customers may expect prices rates an extra $3.20 per month average. Effective this month, Lakeland Electric is raising an average of $3.20 per month per residential customer to cover the utility's higher costs for environmental compliance and higher fuel bills. Lakeland Electric serves areas north of the city of Mulberry and South Lakeland, as well as other parts of Lakeland area. Mulberry City Manager Rick Johnson, who has been city manager here for 12 years, has undergone his annual evaluation by the city's elected officials. On a top score of 5.00 overall, he received a 4.76 rating. Mr. Johnson noted there is always room for improvement, and he will work toward doing even better. He received many accolades for how Mulberry has improved and upgraded since he began the job. Only two current elected officials out of six, Mayor George Hatch and Commissioner Coach Colin Smith, were in office when he was hired. Back then, of two candidates being considered by the board, Commissioner Smith voted for the other guy. He said he regrets that vote, but in so many words, all is well that ends well. And he said Mr. Johnson has proven himself continuously. Several persons praising Manager Johnson, including Mayor Hatch, noted the very sorry financial Mulberry was in at that juncture. The mayor said that Mr. Johnson believed in Mulberry and took the job, first paying $60,000 per year when he was making over that as a high school principal. That was one of the lowest salaries paid to any city manager in Polk County at the time, he added. Mr. Johnson agreed to live in the city limits, buying a home here. After his evaluation by the board, based on a 4.76 positive score, his current salary of $188,320 will be increased by that percentage to $197,284.03, $8,964.03 increase. Additionally, the commission wanted to give Mr. Johnson a bonus of $5,000, which the manager said he will in turn donate to a worthwhile cause. He will state the name of the recipient at the next commission meeting. He also donates his Christmas bonus to a nonprofit cause each year. The general view of the commission is that Mr. Johnson has done an exceedingly good job and works hard and is on call 24 hours a day. Commissioners say he is accessible at any time. Commissioner Neil Devine said that the manager has greatly improved the city in the 12 years he has been here. Commissioner Iversman, who had previously worked part-time for the city, attested to the improvements in the city under Mr. Johnson. He said City Hall was a good place to work, and the reason she left was the city needed to make the job full-time, and she could not work full-time. But she said her positive experience in City Hall figured in her decision to run for the commission. Commissioner Kathy Bassotti praised the work of Mr. Johnson, noting how far Mulberry has come under his management. She noted the city is even getting awards on its improvements. Mayor Hatch noted Manager Johnson's attention to detail. While other cities have signatures on city clerks automatically applied, Mr. Johnson signs each check so he can see where the public's money is going. Citizen Julie Taylor went to the podium to say that Mulberry was in sad shape and Mr. Johnson saved it the day when he came to Mulberry. Resident Annette Dempsey said, "Mr. Johnson, you deserve every penny." Among other things cited were comments that the manager has assembled a good group of city workers and the atmosphere is positive. And starting litigation is often a very expensive enterprise with unknown results. By a 4-1 vote Tuesday evening, Mulberry City Commissioners voted to put their money, or the taxpayers' money, where their mouths are over ever-increasing state government snatching powers away from local government. This has been happening on many occasions in the Republican-controlled state government. Many were once convinced that Republicans were against big government taking over local control, but apparently not in the Sunshine State. Republicans control both chambers of the state legislature, the governor's office, most cabinet posts, and thus many judgeship appointments in Florida. Mulberry is far from the only Florida local government complaining about Tallahassee being on a power drunk. Florida State Senate Bill 180, already in effect, though passed just this year, is serving as an opportunity to fight back, but virtually all litigation carries some risk with money for starters. An illegal alien from Mexico, Jose Cantander Castro, 38, is not a stranger to the Polk County Sheriff's Office. He has been arrested in this county before, even deported back to Mexico before making a repeated appearance in the area. But this time his alleged actions at a railroad crossing in Bradley ended his past arrest. According to the Sheriff's Office, at around 10:30 p.m., the agency was called to the State Road 37 crossing and at Railroad Avenue in Bradley, south of Mulberry. The caller stated that someone was at that location interfering with the operation of the CSX railroad freight train. Interfering with a railroad, even its tracks, is a criminal offense. Deputies arrived and determined that Castro was pulling a black pickup truck parallel to the tracks, pulling a homemade trailer. The wheels of the trailer got stuck on the tracks, thus impeding the movement of the train. Allegedly, Castro exited the pickup and got into a verbal confrontation with the train's conductor. He then detached the trailer and left it stuck on the tracks and took off. Castro was charged with felonies and misdemeanors, interfering with railroad tracks, interfering with the operation of a train, trespassing, battering on a law officer, burglary of an occupied conveyance, resisting arrest without violence, and resisting arrest with violence. A check of jail records in the county shows what appears to be his sixth arrest. During the commission meeting, Mulberry Utility employee Jerry Gillens was recognized for a statewide honor he received. He received the honor of being named of having the best small city water operation in the state of Florida. John White, who was head of utilities for the city, was recognized during the meeting for two honors he has achieved. During the commission meeting, it was announced that the city of Mulberry has been named one of the best places to work in Polk County. This honor is only achieved by a few employers. Nominations was by city employees who believe they have excellent working conditions. As part of the achievement of this award, city employees were asked their views about having good working conditions. There was a lot of research done into granting this distinction. And Mulberry Commissioner Don McDonald reported to the commission as a whole about her recently attending a Polk County Transportation and Planning Board meeting. The group, which has representatives from the county's municipalities, meets six times a year and where updates are given on plans, including long-term plans for transportation in Polk County and at times in Florida. Mrs. McDonald said there is talk of long-term making State Road 60 into six lanes. She noted safe road grants may be available. There are plans to extend the Brightline passenger trains from the Orlando Airport to the growing Disney area and down the Interstate 4 right of way along a highway to Tampa. Plans for one stop in the expansion to Tampa be in Polk County, most likely in the Lakeland area along I-4. And there is some concern in City Hall and among elected officials that the cost to the city of people attending various meetings at statewide association conferences is getting out of bounds. The issue of how much the city spends by sending various officials and certain employees to conferences and conventions have been growing quite a bit, and this should not be taken for granted. The travel budget in the general fund this year is already over $10,500 appropriation. The issue came to light when citizen Tom Mulvaney, a member of the Mulberry CRA Board Community Redevelopment Agency, said recently that he would like to attend a state conference in Southeast Florida in October. Many of these seminars involving government associations are held in resort hotels where there are conference rooms, banquet rooms, to serve large crowds. And City Commissioner Neil Devine gave response to complaints involving a few people on social media about the City of Mulberry buying properties such as Badcock Park, the former bank buildings, etc. One comment was those buildings could be producing jobs. Mr. Devine gave examples of jobs that have been created due to the city's initiatives, such as up to 50 jobs in the Depot 303 food court in downtown Mulberry. Mayor Hatch felt such remarks will probably just keep going if those involved know they got attention and a public response. The purchase of the name Badcock Park is seen as vital for several reasons. The parking needed downtown as a public venue for activities and events, and to keep someone from buying it up cheaply and possibly fencing it in and trying to flip it to the city or someone else for more money. The $60,000 price for the improved park, with metal benches, concrete walkways, and other improvements, seems a bargain to some. Parades and festivals don't just happen at the last minute. They are planned for months ahead of time in most cases. The city of Mulberry has announced the date and starting time of the annual Harvest Festival. It will be held Saturday, October 25th, starting at 4 p.m. in Spence Park. The city also announced the annual Mulberry Christmas Parade will be held Saturday, December 13th, starting at 6 p.m. in Spence Park. Advance time is needed in getting the public's participation, such as applying for floats in the Christmas parade and vendor stands, etc., at a number of city-sponsored events. Almost no one wants to call an invisible crash, but thousands of auto parts stores, restaurants, bank branches, and other retail sites have been shut down in recent weeks. One count shows more than 74 bank offices of Chase Bank of America and Wells Fargo have shut down in the last month and a half. These were in different states, including Florida, but they following the shutting down of hundreds of U.S. banks and credit union branches last year. More and more banking transactions are being done online and by credit and debit cards rather than by writing out checks. Advanced Auto Parts is just one example, as the chain closed over 700 stores since last year. In Jacksonville, the 68-year-old Jenkins Quality Barbecue will close at the end of this month. The firm was a local institution and a well-known black business. The family said the closing is due to higher food prices, higher labor costs, and changes of outside chain restaurants that have come into the local market. And a Brandon man is charged with stealing lottery tickets on multiple occasions from a South Lakeland convenience store. Arrested was David Martinez Santi Esteban, 29, who allegedly returned to the same convenience store twice and stole lottery tickets. The total amount was around $800. After figuring out lottery tickets were being stolen, the store changed how it displayed the tickets, and when the man returned again, he was unsuccessful. Knowing he was wanted for questioning, he turned himself in to the county sheriff's substation. Ashley Ray was the featured speaker of the weekly Kiwanis Club of Mulberry. She spoke on the new Mulberry Boys / Girls Club billing that has received great remarks from those who have toured it. Some call it the teen center. Mike Borders, who has been involved with Mulberry Boys and Girls Clubs for many years, as well as having been a Kiwanian. It is often said that the wheels of justice turn slowly when they turn at all. Just about 3 months after the death of Polk County Sheriff's Deputy Blaine Lane, the second-degree murder of a law enforcement officer's trial of Cheryl Williams is now at hand. And yet another arrest was made at Mulberry's Walmart. Case again shows that most arrests in Walmart are not even residents of the city of Mulberry. Residents of Lakeland, Plant City, Avondale, and other area cities have been among those arrested for stealing in the Mulberry Walmart. The latest case happened at 2:30 p.m. The Polk County Sheriff's Office responded for a call for assistance at Walmart regarding a shoplifting case. Camelia Lynn Morgan, 41, of Lakeland, was arrested for retail theft after she allegedly was stuffing store merchandise in her backpack. It is alleged that she stuffed earrings, candy, clothing articles, and an Xbox controller with a total value of $184.02. She reportedly told deputies that she did something stupid and had made a mistake. Even though she told the sheriff's office that she lives in Lakeland, the identification she presented was from Arkansas. Ernst Peters retired from 42 years as a newspaper photographer at the Lakeland Ledger. Over the years, he has photographed U.S. presidents, the Queen of England, hurricane destruction, fires, accidents, and space rockets. At the time of his retirement, he was one of the longest-running employees at the Ledger. His byline was seen by many thousands of people over the years. He served along former Ledger names as Skip Perez, Bob Heist, Tom Palmer, Sam Carnelli, Susie Shortcut, Lonnie Brown, and others. And the Polk County town of Dundee has a new town manager. He is Kenneth Caswell, age 74, who replaces Tandra Davis, who resigned in January after complaints about the use of her town credit card and overdue annual reports for the town and delays in town financial information. Lake Wales, located in eastern Polk County, along the same State Road 60 as Mulberry, is in the midst of a huge development boom. Several big developments have been approved by Lake Wales City Planners and the City Commission. The Stone Ridge project, of which the city has approved, will add over 1,200 acres to the city and is expected to produce just under 3,000 new residential units. Polk County Sheriff's Office deputies arrested 43 people for driving under the influence of alcohol and/or drugs in September. Among these arrests, 14 were involved in crashes. Two of these subjects were accompanied by juveniles at the time deputies encountered them. Four of these suspects are in the United States illegally and are waiting to be picked up by ICE for deportation. These 43 arrests were Polk County Sheriff's Office arrests only, and does not include arrests in Polk County made by any of the city police departments or the Florida Highway Patrol. If you see someone who appears to be driving while impaired, please call 911 immediately. and a Lakeland man, 24, died in a Saturday morning motorcycle car collision when SUV drivers turns in front of them. Florida leads all of the states annually in motorcycle deaths. A 24-year-old Lakeland motorcyclist lost his life last Saturday morning, September 27th, just over the northern boundary line of the city of Mulberry, where a motorist made a left-hand turn in front of him. The accident took place on South Florida Avenue, State Road 37, just north of the Shepherd Road intersection at around 8:46 a.m. The motorcyclist, identified on social media as Brandon Fredericks, was a mechanic who worked on motorcycles and other equipment for a Lakeland motorbike business. He was riding a Yamaha motorcycle. The driver of the other vehicle, a Nissan Rogue SUV, was southbound on State Road 37 when an investigation indicated he was northbound on his motorcycle on State Road 37, just north of Shepherd Road intersection, and she made a left turn in front of him. She is 71 year old and is from Sefna in neighboring Hillsborough County. The cyclist was rushed to an area hospital where he later was pronounced dead. The Polk County Sheriff's Office arrested a man who allegedly was doing a stunt basically in front of Mulberry City Hall. A deputy sheriff was patrolling in Mulberry last Friday night, September 26, when something caught his eye. A motorcyclist was popping a wheelie in Mulberry's main intersection in front of City Hall, State Road 60 and 37. The deputy pulled over the motorcyclist, James Luis Abel Jr., whom the deputies had reportedly seen just having performed a stunt on his 2017 Kawasaki motorcycle. It was found that Mr. Abel had just had his license suspended the very day before, and he was charged with driving while his license was suspended or revoked, and for stunt driving, two charges in total. Said to be one of the most expensive land acquisitions ever for Florida, on Tuesday of this week, Governor Ron DeSantis and his cabinet voted to pay $83.3 million for just 4 acres of land in Destin from a campaign contributor and political section committee contributor to different Florida politicians from local and county commissions candidates to the governor's office. The purchase is in Destin, Florida, in the panhandle of the state. Even some environmentalists and others who push for more land conservation by the state say the price is outrageous and should be investigated. They feel that $83.3 million in state money could buy a lot more land and even better sites than this location in Destin, a resort area. The money will be going to Robert Guidry and his companies, a Louisiana businessman indicted in a past political money scandal in Louisiana. He reportedly paid a fine for a bribe in that state years ago. He has at least 28 different business names filed with the Florida Division of Corporations in Tallahassee. Guidry and his business in last year's election in Appaloosa County, Florida, handed out more cash to candidates than anyone else. He made contributions in the sheriff's race, county commission race, and has given money to some state politicians and the Republican Party. Destin is located in Appaloosa County. And the new Lake Merriam Public Supermarket to be open before Thanksgiving. And Mulberry will go all out Florida City Week activities this month from October 20th to the 26th. The city has prepared flyers and promotional materials for the event. Among the activities, Mulberry City Commissioners will go to Willow Oak and Purcell Elementary Schools to read approved books to the elementary students. This will make a connection between local government leaders and young students while promoting the benefits of reading at the same time. Students from the Mulberry High School Civics Academy will be invited to submit a short video on a prompt provided by the city that focuses on local government in Mulberry. The winning entry will be showcased at a future city commission meeting with a proclamation and highlighted on the city's social media platform. The winner will also receive the gift card as part of the recognition. And the city of Mulberry will host its first Mini Citizens Academy on Thursday, October 23rd, from 9 to 1 p.m. Approximately 30 participants chosen from submitted applications will embark on a half-day experience. The program includes guided tours of the Mulberry Public Library, Mulberry Cultural Center, Mulberry Museum, Studio 37, City Hall, and the water/wastewater facilities of the city of Mulberry. Participants will engage with staff and gain a behind-the-scenes look at how each department of the city of Mulberry operates. Lunch will be provided for all participants. On Tuesday, October 21st, from 5:30 to 6 p.m., the city will host a welcoming reception just before the regular city commission meeting. This event will shine a spotlight on Mulberry's ongoing projects and initiatives while giving citizens a chance to mingle with city commissioners and staff in an informal setting. Attendees will enjoy complimentary light refreshments, beautiful decor, and plenty of opportunities to win raffle prizes for those in attendance. The reception will take place at the entrance of City Hall just outside of Commission Chambers at City Hall. Residents are invited to get involved and participate in these activities. Learn about your city and what it does for you and other citizens. Having fun, and get to your people that you have elected and staff administration even better. Sylvester Stallone, a longtime famous movie actor, was one of several big names in Hollywood that moved to Florida in the past few years. In an interview with the media, Mr. Stallone and his wife both said they like it in Palm Beach and they don't regret moving from California. Stallone went to college in Florida for a time when he was a young man and the state is not totally new to him. His wife says she also likes it in Florida, but as California other states, it has its issues. And some residents in St. Pete, Florida are upset and bewildered at the fact that a year after hurricanes hit the community, the city is so far backlogged in its building permit system that they can't obtain permits to replace or repair their housing. The city side of the story is this was a major event and it hit other areas in Florida, and it is hard to find qualified building inspectors in the numbers needed as these positions are in demand, especially after hurricanes. However, the mayor said things should be improving shortly, and St. Pete has issued a large number of building permits despite being backlogged on them. A total of 15 agencies last week from Monday through Friday rounded up over 400 people who are illegally in this country. This massive display that the national and Florida administrations are serious about law enforcement took place in just two counties, Polk and Brevard. Both counties are in central Florida, this county being near the Gulf Coast, and Brevard being on the East Coast. Stated an ICE spokesman, these 400 have broken the law to be here without coming into the U.S. through legal channels. Also, many had multiple criminal records for such things as prostitution, human trafficking, lewd conduct, domestic violence, vehicle theft, grand theft, hit and run, driving without a license, driving under the influence of alcohol or drugs, and much more. Many of these illegal drivers don't have any car insurance, thus posing extra hardships on legal citizens if they get involved in an accident with unlicensed illegals. Some had been deported from the U.S. before and simply came back. This issue is in the national forefront and has come home to our area. Public opinion polls show a divided nation on this issue and how it is being executed. Much of the opposition stems to be in larger cities, especially in the North and blue states. And on the afternoon of September 21st, three older people from neighboring Hillsborough County were killed in a car wreck in Polk County along Interstate 4. The Florida Highway Patrol investigated the crash, which took the lives of a Tampa man, age 60, who was driving his Toyota SUV eastbound along the busy highway. The man lost control of the car near the Western Connection interchange with the Polk Parkway. The vehicle continued up an embankment, hit a guardrail, and went over the eastbound lanes before hitting a tree and overturning. Also killed were two of his female passengers, both from Tampa, aged 83 and 60. The other passenger, a girl aged 60, received minor injuries and was treated and released at an area hospital. And statistics researched shows that 58 people have lost their lives in Polk County car crashes so far this year. In addition, since January 1st, 2025, there have been 8,654 car crashes in Polk County, with 6,809 people claiming injuries. These are sobering figures that all of us must try to remember when we get into a motor vehicle. And a Polk County school teacher has been arrested for allegedly downloading and distributing child porn. Arrested was Eddie Serino, age 34, a teacher at Tenemark High School. He has since been fired from the school system. He is charged with three counts. It is widely believed that the major property tax cuts will come to Florida in the future, but the cuts may have to wait for a general election statewide constitutional amendment in November of next year. A poll shows 66% of Floridians would vote to cut real estate taxes. And an area diner rated second best diner and breakfast place in the U.S. Dina Bachelor, who owns a diner in South Lakeland, was named the second best diner in the nation. In a national competition, Dina's Place Diner and Grill in the Alamo Shopping Center in South Lakeland was recently named the second best diner and breakfast place in the U.S. The restaurant offers home cooking, just like grandma's, and is open for breakfast and lunch, closing at 2 p.m., owner is Dina Bassel of Lakeland. And the planned President Donald J. Trump Presidential Library will be located in Miami. The site of the state of Florida has deeded 2.63 acres in Miami for the library, which state officials say will be bringing more tourists and researchers to Florida for years to come. The land is presently used by a Florida college in Miami and is vacant. President Trump is legally a Florida resident, and this is his voting state. And the chief employee of the Tampa City Code Enforcement, who is the husband of the former Tampa Police Chief Mary O'Connor, who lost her job in a scandal, is himself now suspended with pay. Keith O'Connor is under state law enforcement investigation over the possibility that he may have been involved with one of his employees who tried to illegally hide lottery winnings to keep the money from having to pay child support. That employee, Aubrey Pierce, faces charges of taking bribes and possibly trying to illegally hide his identity in a state lottery winning to keep money from his child support allegations. And finally, new increased safety measures are taking place in some area churches. Some churches have been under attack in the United States, with last Sunday, September 28th, at a Mormon church in Flint, Michigan, being the latest. At that church, just one man killed four people in a church service, injuring others, and setting the church on fire, destroying it. Criminals often have the element of surprise. They see as an advantage using surprise and shock as a weapon. Many states, including Florida, have made gun laws more friendly to honest, peaceful people whose interest in guns is protecting lives from around them, from criminals who also seem to manage to find guns no matter the laws. That church is not alone. Polk County Sheriff's Office will work with area churches on safety issues. The details are not known for obvious reasons, but this may involve consultation, advice on safety, and what the laws would apply. Open Arm is coming to Florida this Tuesday, as a matter of fact, but it is conditional. Be sure you know the details of the new law. Often it takes time for first responders to get to an actual crime scene while the crime is still in progress. Sometimes private citizens on the scene while a crime is underway have to take action to save lives. Training is a good idea. Always. And knowing the details of the law may keep you out of trouble, even if you have good intentions. Some churches in Polk County have uniform law enforcement visible at their locations during public worship services. At least one Lakeland service added this in recent times. At one area college, they have worked with the Polk County Sheriff's Office on plans for such an emergency. And this concludes our weekly news program brought to you by Mulberry Christian Radio. Till next time, have a blessed week.